But now, of course, we have fruit wood, pecan, and all. My bedroom suit in there is a modern bedroom suit, but it's old. It's about 18 years old, but it's pecan. I can't even begin to move. My little chest of drawers is not very big, and I can't even begin to move it. The pecan is the heaviest wood, I think, that we have. I think it's even heavier than oak. Of course, so much of the furniture that you buy now has plastic in it. You have to pay for furniture now when you get real wood.
Yeah.
And you really have to go to a place that they really know what, you know, because sometimes you'll get food. My sister got food on a piece of furniture, of course they take it back in Tuscaloosa. But you really have to, but oak, and walnut, and pine, I think that was the wood that, about the only kind that we had back then.
Can you remember what kind of trees grew around your farm?
Well, just pines and oaks and, We didn't have pecans then. We didn't have pecan trees. Just oaks and pines and there would be several different kind of oaks. There would be water oaks and I don't know what that big leaf oak is called. The water oak is a small leaf. And then we would have the willows and the weeping willows. And even way back then we had this silver leaf maple. This maple, you know, that has the, you see these trees, but when the wind blows, we even had those way back then.
Those are really pretty. Mm-hmm.
And the weeping willows, you know what they are, they're that tree that, we had those then.
God,
mm-hmm. They were just beautiful. And that's the pines, of course, and that was our.
Did you ever have any nuts on your farm? I mean, did you ever
raise? Yeah, we had something like, I think it was called the Spanish walnut. Oh, and we had plenty of, out in the woods, we had plenty of hickory nuts and scaly box. Now, do you know what that is?
Uh-huh.
You never had seen a hickory nut?
What?
Well, now that's another tree that we had. That's another real good lumber that we had was this hickory nut. That was good. And that's real, real tough. That's real tough. You can't hardly nail a nail into it.
Yeah.
And the scaly box. Now that nut is just delicious, but they're little round hard things. You get them out. There's a few left still in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And that little scaly bark is not as hard as the hickory nut.
Mm-hmm.
But that hickory nut, that hickory tree, but that scaly bark is just, it's just, that was the best thing you've ever eaten. It tastes a lot like a pecan, but it's better than a pecan.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to crack it with the hammer.
Was that
it's hard? Like a hickory nut. You have, it's like an English. You know what the old black walnuts are. You know what? We had that too. We had the old black walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they are? They're green and they fall. They're about like a ball.
Uh-huh.
They're green. And then when they dry, all that comes off. All that outside shell comes off. And then there's that black walnut in there and you crack that. You buy black walnut meat now in stores.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, We had those. Yeah. And then there was not too many of these, but it was not an English walnut, but it was a Spanish walnut. That was a little round walnut, about the size of the English walnut.
Yeah.
And it was just delicious. And I know where they still one, and it is, that there is no telling how old that tree is, and it's down. My husband's buried down in the country, down the cemetery, where my mother, dad, and all my family, about 20 miles, and in Amwell, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And this our old home place is still one of those trees down there. And it's still bearing fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nuts. A few. It doesn't have but just a few. And I think it's a new shoot that has probably come up from the original tree that was dead, you know. It's just, you know, like a sprout will come up from a plant.
Uh-huh.
It's probably just one that has